moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Hi guys, and welcome to episode 4 of the Gosscast. So it's me, Ali Ryan, the founder of Goss.ie. Cannot believe that we're on to the 4th episode already. It's really, really flown by. So as always, the Gosscast is sponsored by dresses.ie. And as I was saying before, there's so many gorgeous stuff on there for Christmas and the Black Friday sale as well. OMG, there's so many nice stuff up there. I'm obsessed with their new collections with all the sparkles and the sequins. So if you have a Christmas party coming up or if you've been planning for New Year's, I would get on it now because there's really cool discounts up there. So make sure you're checking out dresses.ie. They're an amazing sponsor to have on board and I'm so glad that they're on this little journey with us. So today, for the first time, we have two guests and you'll see why, or you'll hear why in a second, because you couldn't do this podcast with just one of them. So it is Jason Kidd and Paul Stenson from the White Moose Cafe. Probably the kings of controversy, more so Paul than Jason. I think Jason kind of balances Paul out. They won Best Social Media Star at the Gossies this year, which were held in February. And I remember at the time they actually asked me how many votes they got and I didn't tell them, but they got over 65,000 votes to win Best Social Media Star. So that is the kind of following that they have. And they were up against some really, really good people. I say to them in this that I feel like people either love or they hate them, and they agree. And we chat through a lot of their controversies. This is a bit of a controversial one, I feel. I don't know if everyone's going to agree with some of the things that they say, but a very interesting conversation. They've had some huge, huge bits of publicity over the last year. Some bad, some good. But as Paul will explain, he thinks they're all good because there's no such thing as bad publicity in this industry. So it's a really interesting chat and I hope you enjoy it. So we're here today with the White Moose Cafe, aka Jason Kidd and Paul Stenson. Hi, guys.
And
Jason, hello.
Jason always comes first.
Well,
do you know what I love about this is anyone who follows you are going to know your voices straight away, because it's really hard with podcasting.
Yeah.
If you have a similar voice, people do not know who's speaking.
Yeah.
But I think at this stage, Paul and Jason, we know your voices. Yeah,
probably sick of them. Like, oh God.
So how are you both, first of all?
Good.
Fantastic.
Busy day.
I'm just tagging us here now. I know we've started the podcast and everything.
Yes.
What's the name of this place?
This is called Head Stuff, the studios that we record in,
Okay. Right.
And it's called the Gosscast. So this is the Gosscast episode
Great name.
4. Really good name, isn't it?
Yeah,
I actually had called it something completely different. And right before we went to launch, I was like, do you know what would be really good? The Gosscast podcast. I just like it.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Ring to it.
Sounds good.
This is the 4th one, is it?
It's the 4th one, I know. Lucky number 4. So I always love just chatting to people about kind of how they came to be where they are today. So obviously, for this moment in time, you're both known separately as well, but obviously the White Moose Cafe on its own. So do you want to tell me about like how it came about, as in the social media side of it?
Okay. Will I go ahead?
I'll hand it over to Jason.
So when we started, obviously Paul had he had the Charitable Knowledge Facebook page.
Yeah.
And then we set up the cafe, and because like the two of us kind of designed it and created it together, I was like, I want the Facebook page to be really professional.
You said that.
I was like, no messing.
Forward to 2018.
I was like, no messing. I was like, we'll keep it professional, different to like the hotel. And
I can't believe you actually ever uttered those words.
And then I think it kind of happened unintentionally. There was a vegan who came in.
Yeah.
And Paul had put up a post just basically saying, give us a heads up if you come in, because we're not a vegan cafe. We'll cater to your idiosyncratic dietary needs. Now, that was in August 2015. About 2 months later, in October, a vegan mistook the word idiosyncratic for idiotic.
Oh my God.
And screenshot the post and posted to like every private
Were they Irish?
Group. No, like, all around the world.
Okay.
And basically, they just went fucking, oh, can I curse on this?
You can curse.
Okay.
It's the Gosscast. We're
like,
all about the fun and the lols.
I don't know what to say.
You should listen back to me and Kendra's podcast. Every 2 seconds, we're like, F this, F that.
Okay,
so,
okay, phew. Yeah. But yeah, no, they went fucking mental. And then I think we got, 1,001-star reviews in like a couple of hours.
That used to be the death.
And like, I was freaking out. I was like, what did you do? And then it just kind of kept going and coming in, and then Paul,
our Facebook rating went from It was about five. Yeah.
It was five at
because
the time.
We were only open. So that was
2 months. We were okay. Only, yeah.
The incident. God, I didn't realize it was that close to when yeah. you just opened.
The incident with the couple.
Yeah.
The girl who had an extremely miserable face because we didn't have 50 items on our menu to suit her idiosyncrasies.
I love how Jason explains and how Paul explains yeah. it. Completely yeah. different.
But she was a very miserable girl. Very entitled, very miserable, which I suppose are two qualities that are often found amongst the vegan population. So what did we say to her? That happened in August of 2015. Yeah. So we were only open a month.
That's so
what I was actually
crazy.
Working back then.
Yeah.
So I would have been taking orders. I would have been serving food.
Yeah. Earning your keep. Yeah.
yeah. So, but it was only 3 months later in October when this vegan called TJ mistook the word idiosyncratic for idiotic
yeah, yeah.
and then blasted us all over every single vegan social networking site in yeah. on
which
planet
is probably
Earth.
A lot, is there?
There's a lot. Mm. Well, it resulted in our rating going from 5 to 2.3 okay. in pretty much a 24-hour
so
period.
So how did you deal with it now? Because obviously we'll talk about the last couple of months yeah. and the last years, but at the time that was your first proper brush with serious controversy. So did yeah. that upset you at all?
No,
did it freak
you
out?
I'd been used to it from the Charles Village page because okay. remember the Garth Brooks,
yeah,
the Irish
yeah.
receptionist, the Ed Sheeran, the homeless yeah. shelter, the dog kennel.
Did it freak you out because this is basically a new business in a way because it was a cafe, yeah. you were trying to market it differently?
No, it excited me, if anything. Okay. It excited me because I work off this adrenaline rush mm. that I get when anything is going down, you know,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
heat. And yeah. I kick into gear yeah. And it's a period of maybe 24, 48 hours yeah. where I don't eat, I don't sleep. My head is in my
overdrive.
Phone,
yeah.
my head is in my laptop, I'm answering everybody back.
Yeah.
When there's a controversy like that, I'm on, I'm switched yeah. on nonstop.
Yeah.
The controversy dies down, then there's a bit of a relaxation time.
Yeah.
I mightn't get out of bed for 3 days, you know, mm-hmm. for yeah, 3 days, yeah. just relaxing and yeah. just, I've a serious difficulty getting out of bed yeah. anyway.
So do I. So do I.
I think we
in all
are
seriousness.
Too.
Yeah. yeah. It's actually been worse now that we're in the darkness of winter.
Stop.
I literally am like, why am I alive? Yeah. Some days I'm like, I do not want to go out and leave this apartment.
Like when you're in your warm bed, the
yeah.
thoughts, and then even like getting in the shower.
Ireland is
just
crap in the winter.
Horrible.
So that had happened. And then what did you do about the controversy?
Well, what a normal person would do is probably bury their head under the pillow, mm-hmm. Kind of delete the Facebook page mm-hmm. or just say
or an apology or
no
yeah.
no or just say they were hacked or come up with some
yeah,
sort of
yeah,
an
yeah.
excuse.
Yeah.
What I did was I banned vegans and I said that any vegans attempting to enter the cafe will be shot dead at point blank range.
Did you actually say shot dead?
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
But
oh
like
my
you know
God.
You know
that
like
was brilliant.
To threaten to shoot anyone is bad, but the vegans yeah. that's literally the worst thing.
No, but like
it was done in a very like satirical way, but I feel you know the way
I know,
Irish
yeah.
people have a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
But like it like I feel
didn't
like
translate.
Yeah, we're people outside of Ireland. It mm-hmm. doesn't really like there was redneck Americans who hate vegans who were like, yes, this is amazing.
Oh, did they vote for Donald Trump
and
probably as well?
Those kind yeah. of like, you know. Mm-hmm. And
you see this is the
did
difference.
You get more
is,
business then?
No, yeah. this is the difference of audience. So yeah. the 190k yeah. we have on Facebook is not the same as the 60
no.
on Instagram at all.
Really?
Yeah.
The 190k on Facebook
are
they
weird.
Are kind of, as Jason said, well, there's a certain cohort of them that would yeah. be redneck
that
Americans.
That genuinely want yeah. vegans dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the 60k then on Instagram would be people who just love us for our antics.
Yeah.
yeah.
Just our daily lives
yeah.
of
so they're the loyal they're the day
silliness.
Ones
yeah, yeah.
Instagram's the day
yeah
ones.
Well just as well because Facebook is on the
yeah,
way out,
I agree
I think.
With you.
Oh,
yeah.
Instagram is
yeah.
life
and like Snapchat are you guys on Snapchat still
like
well,
every
like,
now and then
I mean
isn't it crazy
year,
to even have that question
I know
this time
I
last
know.
Year we'd be like we'd
never,
never
think yeah.
and now it's like Snapchat mm.
we were born on Snapchat in a way
literally
Ali,
yeah
you know?
I had James Kavanagh in for the first podcast and it's the same question I asked him I was like are you on Snapchat he was like no
it's sad,
and we were
yeah.
both like how nuts is that because that literally is how he got yeah. his platform as well
yeah
so did you jump on the Instagram bandwagon straight away or were you a bit weird about Instagram stories
it was so weird in the beginning
yeah.
I couldn't I think the whole like the fact that Snapchat was 10 seconds and then there was 15
yeah
and then you know the way you can continuously record
on
Snapchat you can't do that
yeah.
on Instagram
yeah.
you still can't but
yeah.
it was like and then the flip in the camera you know
yeah.
like if you flip the camera on Instagram you lose some audio whereas
yeah.
on Snapchat
it was
very
it
was
continuous.
Like
yeah.
yeah
Snapchat when we were at you know, our peak, our prime in Snapchat, it was before the 60 second thing.
Yeah, okay.
Snapchat was snappy.
Yeah.
You know, and it was what we were good
quick
at.
Quick and to the point,
and,
yeah.
And even though it was only 10 seconds, the 15-second thing on Instagram now is actually good for us because I like to keep it snappy.
Yeah.
And move on to the next thing quickly.
Yeah.
Snapchat was good for conversational, you know, uploads. So I'd be talking to you for 60 seconds, which we still do. If ever I have anybody in,
you still do.
Like
yeah,
the boxer
I see
the
that.
Other day.
Yeah.
Or we had the boxer in the other day. Who else did we have in, Jason?
You did some at like at events as well. Like if you're talking to people, you'll put them on.
Yeah.
If you go,
can I ask what's the most eyes you've ever had on your Snapchat story?
We can tell you.
I can't remember, but I know that at the moment we've about 20 million views year to date.
Year to date, you know, with the new insights.
Which we're losing, which like...
That's crazy.
Which we're going to lose.
Yeah.
And that's equity we've built up. With, but we know, I think we should stay on Snapchat.
Do you?
Because
in America, Snapchat is huge still.
Is it?
Like the likes of Jeffree Star would only Snapchat.
Yeah, that's true actually.
And
yeah.
he would then re-upload his Snap story to
Instagram.
Insta. Doesn't he do that, Jason?
Yeah.
We found just with our audience that everyone is more interactive because Instagram is easier to be interactive on, as in you can tag people and things. That our audience preferred, they can swipe up to view the stories. It's just so addictive to be on Instagram and you see our thing pop up, whereas when they changed the Snapchat interface, I think that was the death of it.
Definitely.
It wasn't actually Instagram stories, it was when they changed it and Kylie Jenner tweeted I'm not into this, and it was like, oh my god, all the stocks dropped. They were like goodbye to
and
Snapchat.
It was like when they changed where you couldn't watch your friends anymore.
Yeah,
I think because we like our views dropped like the second that update was released. It just went like,
and just you used to be able to see your best friends. I love that meme that's going around being like, we basically were watching people who were riding
who
each
were riding
other.
Maybe, behind your top three friends.
And you're like, who the hell's that? Imagine if we had that now. Oh, like that would be serious problems. You'd be like, what? Who's that? Okay, so let's go back right to your month in. You've had this huge controversy. What happened after the shotgun incident? Except for these American freaks who were like, woo.
So basically, well, I never said it was going to be a shotgun, but
it was. So basically,
it was shot.
After, like
sorry,
it shot
my apologies.
Him point blank.
Yeah, could have been with a fake gun.
Paul,
it could have been with a. Well, I said shot dead. I said shot dead. So, but it's not. You know, like you see, Jason was saying that Americans. I believe firmly that Americans don't necessarily have the same level of wit or intelligence as us Irish to be able to differentiate.
Made America, mainly.
Fact from fiction.
And
sarcasm. I think the Irish are very good at sarcasm.
We're the king of sarcasm.
I think the Americans are literalists.
Yeah, totally.
They take everything literally.
Yeah.
Which I kind of knew about. And, you know.
So you played into it a little bit.
Well, you do, because a lot of the vegans were American. A lot of the vegans giving 1-star reviews were American.
Were American.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a fair plethora of Irish vegans.
And back then, now everyone is pretty much vegan. Yeah. So,
like a few
imagine.
Of my friends are now, and they're like,
are
"Oh,
they?
Yeah."
And so, what happened after?
80% of vegans go back to eating meat.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, when drunk or something, I remember seeing that. And
no.
Oh my god, I know so many vegans who have eaten meat when they were drunk.
I tried.
And the
vegetarian.
Next day, they're like, "That never happened." And I'm like, "No, you literally had spaghetti bolognese last night."
Why are vegans vegan?
I don't know.
Is it because they have they love animals and don't want to see animals die, or is it because they want? Is it for their own health?
Some people do it for health.
Either, I think. Sometimes a bit of both. But there's a lot of people who would be vegan, I feel like, and then they wear leather boots or something. Yeah. I'm a bit confused.
Does Ariana does that.
Does she?
But she says
she's vegan.
She says she's on a plant-based diet.
So that is dietary.
She's
not about killing animals.
She wears like real fur and real leather. Okay. So it's kind of...
Wow, I didn't know that.
But then there are people who will think, my life will be prolonged if I don't eat meat.
Yeah.
Meat is carcinogenic. And I live much longer. Yet these same people are seen at 4 a.m. on a Sunday morning snorting bag so that their nose is numb.
Do you know what's so funny? Imagine if all this time Paul was a secret vegan.
Imagine.
I'd actually die.
But you see the hypocrisy there.
No, I know. I agree with you as well. Yeah.
Like,
I
name
totally
a vegan
agree.
Who doesn't do coke. It is impossible to find. Honestly. But honestly.
Oh my God.
No, Jason, seriously, think about it. If you can come up with one vegan who doesn't snort, tell me.
You're like, I will walk out of here right now. Oh God. No, you're probably right. That's so funny. Yeah. No, but yeah, it is. It does seem to be a new wave of things. But at the time, it wasn't as big, was it?
It kind of was like taken off. And I think that was part of the outrage because it was such like cliche, or like everyone was kind of just
jumping
on the
bandwagon.
It was around that like Netflix documentary.
Okay.
Everyone was like, oh my God, you have to be vegan, save the planet, all this kind of stuff, which is great. Like, fair play to them.
But, I feel like we're running out so much hate for this part of this episode. But sure, whatever.
For sure, look.
Yeah.
And so then after that, then when Paul did that post, like,
yeah,
our Facebook just blew up completely.
So
like,
do you remember the kind of numbers it went from?
Yeah,
to...
we went from a couple of thousand one star to 35,000 five star reviews. Whoa. Overnight.
No, that's incorrect.
Is it? Okay, sorry.
That, you're like, looking you're at like the, it's that's the Brazilian 5. War.
Oh,
no, okay. No, there's a big difference there.
Okay.
Because this is all, this would be a chapter in our outrage marketing talk.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
V, World War V, we call it V for okay. V, and V for viral. We started off with about, I don't know, was it about 1,500 five-star reviews?
Yeah.
And then we went up, whatever, I can't remember. I don't think it was 15,000. Oh, did you say 35,000 yes. five-star reviews?
No, I'm mixing it up with...
I think it was 15,000 five-star reviews that came yeah. in.
It's still very good.
You see, so it basically brought us difference. Back up to 4.9 or something yeah. like that, which was fine. But what happened was when I banned vegans, that... had a huge amount of support.
Yeah.
Because I think people the world over are actually very fed up of hearing vegans say they're vegan within the first minute of you meeting them 10 times. And I think people are fed up with self-righteousness and like, fine, you be vegan, but just keep it to yourself, okay? I don't need to hear that you're vegan 20 yeah. times a day. But also, let me eat meat if I want to.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't think you should punish someone because they want to eat meat.
No, but I'm not going to stop you from eating lentils or tofu.
Yeah.
So don't stop me from eating a fillet steak.
Yeah.
Just, it's like my life, right? Yeah. My
He's
choice.
You're so passionate about it. Yeah.
No, I am. I love it. But as a restaurateur, you kind of need to be.
No, yeah. I know. Yeah.
And I think what people loved as well was the fact that, like, especially in the hospitality industry, they kind of people expect you to just like bend over and take it from the customers.
Yeah.
Whereas like this was like one of the first times
you stood
where,
up for yourselves
a business was, you know, saying like, no, we're not going to bend over and take it from you. Like we're standing up for our business. And I think the shock of all of that.
Like that too. And I think that should be a kind of thing for all businesses. The amount of businesses I even see who like maybe give apologies when I don't think they're deserved, who change things because of customers. Sometimes a bit like, but like if this is what your brand wants to do, maybe just, unless you're doing something horrific that's like against the environment or something that's bad. I'm like, because I actually only said on my Instagram last night, so many people I see, I'm like, hey guys, did you enjoy my tutorial? Do you want me to do more? Yes or no? I will never ask anyone that, because if you don't want to watch my content, then just don't follow me.
Fair.
I'm not going to decide I'm not going to decide what I'm going to share out of my life based on people I don't know what they want to see.
Yeah.
And I hate this. So many influencers being like, guys, do you want to see this again? Will I show you more of this? I'm like, just show
like
what you want.
Influencers be like, so a lot of you are asking me to, and that's nobody. It's just I want to show
I do love
something.
James Kavanagh takes the piss out of that all the time. He's like, guys, everyone who asked me where this lamp is from, and then he'll write on it, literally nobody asked me about this lamp. There's a lot
of
false.
He's on it. He's honest.
He's honest. And that's why he does so well. And you too as well. Like obviously the White Moose Cafe, I think you're like Marmite. People either love you or they hate you.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, that's our MO. That's what we do.
But to be honest, more people love you than hate you, in my experience. Yeah. My dad, who's definitely listening to this podcast, loves following you guys.
Hi.
Hey, Niall.
Yeah, I think your dad is a lovely guy. But it's not ideal that more people like us than hate us. Because
well,
bad news travels
experience.
Faster than good news. So I prefer that more people. I prefer that
when
it's
you're in the middle
split.
Of a controversy, it's madness. But then it dies down again, and everyone's like, do you know what? You but do want to be liked in between the controversies,
actually
though.
Actually, not bad.
Yeah, exactly.
But people come to the cafe for the social media and they stay for the food.
Can I talk about the food, obviously. I need to actually properly go there as well. I'm sick to death of seeing how amazing. I tried to go after the Darkness into Light run and it was just
it was
such
insane,
and I wasn't going to be like texting you being like sorry those volunteers who like woke up at 6 I want to be brought in. So I left it, but what was I going to say to you there?
I love the RTE badge.
Oh, sorry, I was at a conference today.
Oh, fine.
Imagine, I actually just want to work for it. So I keep wearing it. I was at a conference today. Yeah, sorry. So what I was going to say to you is what I started seeing a lot of when I started following you guys is like the amount of people who'd come in, given out to you and threatening you, and you were putting up the CCTV footage.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was one famous one. I remember the girl came in and there was a whole rigmarole around it and a car being stolen. Like you literally, it was like watching a TV series. I was like, what's on next week's episode?
Yeah.
So like, how did that, what made you decide to put CCTV footage up?
A desire to defend the cafe from...
Okay.
Unjustified negative reviews that really you don't have a right to do. I'm sorry. You don't have a right to damage the reputation of my business with no recourse.
Yeah.
If it's unjustified.
Yeah.
Like if you have a valid
Would you
point,
be the first one? Yeah, I was going to say, would you be the first person to apologize if genuinely something had happened?
There is no reason for a bad review
yeah.
if we are allowed to do everything we can do to resolve it there and then.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not happy with your steak. We'll either replace it for you or we won't charge it.
Okay.
Don't tell me it's reasonable. Lovely.
Yeah.
And go
and then,
home.
Yeah. No. Yeah, very right. true.
However, yeah. if we've replaced the steak and it's still not okay, and then we don't do anything to resolve it,
yeah.
that person has every right.
Yeah. yeah.
But we will never do it. We will always.
Yeah.
We will always allow
yeah.
The situation to be resolved or okay. rectified there and then.
Yeah.
If it's brought to our attention.
Yeah.
So negative reviews aren't necessary.
Yeah.
But then you have spiteful ones, you have fake ones that go on.
Yeah. yeah.
And they're the ones I'm really annoyed with mm-hmm. because they mightn't employ 23 people the way we do.
Yeah.
You know, the reputation of our business is at stake here. They could lose yeah. their jobs.
People seem to forget that when they yeah. carelessly tweet things on Instagram things. I'm always saying this to people, like, when you damage a business, let's say they're trying to get to you, Paul, right? They're trying to annoy you. Do they not realize you employ people who have to pay mortgages, have to pay yeah. rent, who have children, you have to pay rent on where you are, like you have to pay your own bills. Like, how does that not come into someone's mind when they decide to basically destroy your
because
reputation?
Because they're living in a very sheltered existence, which is social media. There's no recourse yeah. whatsoever in social media. You can say what you want. You're behind a screen.
Yeah.
You don't face the reality of, you know.
And like never once, like anywhere we've been out, we've never, ever, ever been approached and anything that's
negative,
as bad.
You mean,
yeah, like anything that people say that's horrible online has never been said
yeah.
like face to face.
Jason yeah. is much ever. More loved than I am, obviously. You know, he's better looking firstly, but also he doesn't always speak, you know, his mind.
Well, this is gonna
speaking yeah. your mind is where speaking my mind, I don't kind of pull in the reins or anything. Yeah. I just speak yeah. my mind.
So then, so when you're saying that, like, okay, it's not fair for people to say bad things about you, obviously I have to ask, people feel that you say bad things about them. Or, like, I think there was a tweet about Aldi or Lidl or one of them, and people were giving out to you about that. So what's your kind of defence in that situation?
Mr. Miyagi. Okay, so our policy is we will never attack. But we will always defend. So we're like the Karate Kid. So Ali, if you can hear now, name one person I said anything bad about for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'd be very interested to hear that name.
Yeah.
Who did I ever slag
yeah.
for no reason
mm-hmm.
without it being defending the reputation of the cafe and the workers that work there? If you can find somebody.
No, I literally don't know. I just remember seeing loads of people.
People don't think. People's analysis isn't on that level. It's just,
funny, yeah.
oh, I hate Paul Stenson. He's a vegan hater. Next. Yeah. Thank you. Next.
What I hate the most is when, like, people tweet us
mm-hmm.
and then Paul will reply and something witty and funny.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you're just bullying me. Or stop bullying. And it's like, how can you use the bully card if you're like me picking a fight with someone
yeah.
and then they hit me back and then I'm like
but you're the one,
but I'm the one
the
that started it. It's like, what, why
yeah.
like, why bother? And then, like, what's worse, and then what I hate even more is when Paul calls them up on that and then they delete the original tweet. So, you know, when it's like, this tweet does not exist, and it's like, oh, you just lose the entire...
It's like Vogue that day who came out to interview me. Mm-hmm. So nice.
Yeah.
And I was so nice to her and we got on.
I love
and
Vogue.
I put up an Instagram photo with Vogue saying, beautiful girl inside and out.
Yeah.
Because she was, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then the show aired on RT2 and her first line as she was arriving to the cafe was, I think he's a bit of a bully. Well, why, Vogue, am I a bully exactly?
Yeah.
I did not see that part
yeah,
of
yeah,
the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, I mean, I'd love to, you know.
And did she say to you during
I wasn't told that show was going to be, that was the angle that was going to be taken.
Is that what the angle was?
I'd love
was?
It if it was so I could debate it. Yeah. Why am I a bully?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'd love to have asked her.
In fairness to Vogue, I don't know if she would have written the script or anything there.
And I think at the end she said that.
Personally, I love Vogue. I think she's really nice.
Oh, I think she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Inside and out.
Yeah.
And despite the fact she'd say stuff like that about me publicly, I'll still love her.
Yeah.
You know, we all make
mistakes.
But
you just want things to be
But
said
I'd love to be able
face.
To defend myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No,
and
I get
that's,
that.
I guess, what, you know, you're not allowed to defend yourselves.
Yeah.
In certain
situations.
Arenas.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Do you find it really hard having the social media account separate to the business? Because Jason, obviously, like, there's been times where Paul might have said something and you've kind of come out and said you don't agree.
Yeah.
So, like, how do you handle those situations?
So it's kind of like...
Because you're amalgamated into one, but like yeah. I said at the start, you both really do have your own strong following
yeah.
at this point. But over the last year, let's say, there's definitely been times where maybe Paul had an opinion or you had an opinion.
Yeah.
You were both different. So
and
how do you two deal with that?
It's kind of like, you know, if if I see some, like if Paul says something that I don't agree with, and then I see that people are like assuming it's both of our opinion, and I really strongly disagree with that, like I'll come out and I'll talk about it.
But do you now, tell still, Paul, are you like, hey, I'm just meant to come on now and say I don't agree with you?
I still, like I'll say, like I still respect his opinion, and I try and see like where he's coming from and understand like his point of view, but I still have my opinion, and like he respects my opinion, I respect his. It's kind of like, you know,
that's good. Yeah,
it works well. I think people having different opinions is good.
I think out of a lot of people that I know in my life, I'm probably one of the best for trying to step into someone's shoes. And just because of the things that have happened with social media this year, I always just take a sit back and I'm like, okay, everyone's attacking this person or everyone's slagging this person, but maybe they meant it this way, or maybe they, like, I'm never the one to be like, how dare they? Do you know? I'm a bit like, let's blind, take a step back.
Yeah, that's the blind sheep lead, you know, leading the blind, the sheeple.
The mob mentality.
The mob mentality. They will all get stuck in.
It's very much well alive in
Ireland,
I think.
Their opinions will be the same as mine, but they don't want to be seen to have the same.
Aligned with you. Yeah.
That's what happens. That's why the likes of Paddy Casey got 25% in the no one ever saw that coming. Why?
So
because
crazy.
No one spoke about it.
They
just kept it to themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Peter Casey.
And that's why Trump won, and that's why, you know, Brexit.
I know, it's really coming through, that, and it's people that never tell you.
Yeah, I think it's the fear of being judged. Like, people would just be like, oh yeah, I'm not voting for, let's say, Donald Trump. I'm voting for Hillary, but then on
they
the day...
They secretly voted for Trump.
And
they're just
afraid.
That's clearly is what happened, though.
It's mad.
So obviously there's sometimes negativity, but would you get a lot of people supporting you as well, being like, do you know what, fair play for giving your real opinion and not following the crowd?
All the time.
That's all brilliant. Yeah.
But again, they'll say it privately.
Yeah.
They won't be saying it publicly. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's very rare that someone will publicly support anybody in this industry, I feel. I actually see way more negative and sly kind of negative comments online than I'd ever see someone stand up for someone and go, do you know what? Actually, that person's really lovely. I don't think I've ever seen a tweet or an Instagram that looked like that.
But that's because we live in Ireland, isn't it? And we're all begrudgers.
I do feel like begrudgery is huge here. I was at a TV conference today, MediaCon it's called. I was talking to this girl who lived in LA for ages, and obviously I go over and back a lot. And I was like, isn't it so funny that everyone says Hollywood is fake? Because both of us agree that Dublin is way more fake than Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like over there, if you're like, hey, I want to be a professional juggler and an actress, and I'm also trained to be a doctor, they'd be like, oh my God, that's amazing. Like, how can I help? Here you're like, oh, I'm thinking of doing this TV show. And they're like, who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah.
You're literally like, oh my God, okay.
Honestly,
but then in America, it's like, cool, like the American dream. Like obviously there's fakeness everywhere, but they're very much like, okay, cool, let's make this happen. Like, what can we do? Yeah. And here it's like, huh, she thinks she's something.
Backstabbing. We're very two-faced. We're very jealous and bitter of others.
So how do you two deal with that? Are you just made of steel and you don't?
We just get on with it, Ali.
Does it ever affect you though?
Why was I going to call you Aisling?
I don't know. Do I look like an Aisling?
We just get on with it, Ali.
Do you ever find it hard though? I have to admit, I have had times where I have found it very difficult, and I probably haven't had anywhere near as much as you have. So has there been times you've been like, am I crazy for doing this?
I feel like I'm very thick skinned, so it takes it takes a lot more than words to affect me. But in terms of like, I think seeing other people get hurt from like that kind of,
whenever anybody talks badly about me or badly about the White Moose, I'm like, oh yeah, that could be hurtful. But however, at the end of the day, who's winning the game here?
Yeah. Because you're being talked about, and you're,
so anybody who can say the most, and they think it's the most accurate and kind of morally correct statement about me, at the end of the day, they're still losing.
Yeah.
I'm the winner.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
So whenever the words White Moose Cafe are mentioned, oftentimes it could be a terrible word preceding or following it.
But you just focus on the fact that the word
is about
there.
Those two words.
Yeah. Yeah.
I care about that word.
It's
been
talked about.
And as long as that's my strategy, I will never lose.
So you thoroughly believe that there's no such thing as bad publicity?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I'd be the same as P.T. Barnum there. In the world of publicity, there is no difference between good and bad, he said to, what was her name? The singer. Caroline Kay played.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny Rind.
Yes.
Okay, right.
It's Jenny Lind, actually.
Jenny Lind. In the world of publicity, there is no difference between good and bad.
Okay.
That's what he said, and I would agree with that.
Yeah. Such a strong thing to believe as well, because I'm sure there's times where there's so much crap coming in.
Yeah, I think sometimes you look at this, like some of the stuff I read.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's a science behind it. If people are giving out to their friends about the White Moose, you know, the word white moose is now put over onto the friend.
Yeah.
So the friend you're spreading, is now
familiar with the word white moose.
Yeah.
But the friend will investigate themselves, because maybe that friend doesn't really like the friend who's talking, or maybe he thinks or she thinks that friend is full of themselves.
There was definitely a time before where there was negative stuff about me online, and I got all these followers and they were being horrible and saying all these horrible things. I was like, oh my God. And then I swear to God, 2 months later, the exact same girls are like, hey hon, where'd you get your top from? I was like, what? So all of a sudden they've kind of forgotten why they followed me in the first place, and now they're just followers.
This is the two-facedness of the human condition you're dealing with here, and it's all over. Had you seen
that I put up on Instagram? I think you said it to me. I put up on Instagram the other day because this girl had been bitching about me to her friend on Instagram. She obviously was screenshotting my story to send it to her to bitch about me, but she accidentally replied to me and then she unsent it. But you know the way in your notifications you can see it, so I read the whole thing. So I put it up on my Instagram and I was like, oh, hilarious, this girl thought I didn't see. But I went back to all her messages, and every time she messaged me she was like, oh my God, I love your hair,
so,
and
fake.
Where are your shoes like, from? But then literally the same, at the same time she was screenshotting things, send them to her friend being like, stay to her.
Yeah.
So I was like, so the way I try to deal things now is I just think all of it is fake, the positivity, the negativity. It just can't,
I usually can't
rate myself on what people think about me.
Yeah, take it with like a pinch of salt. Like I always
I
get messages in, and there's this one account in particular, and always get the same messages, but you know, like you have message requests on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, they scare me so much.
Sometimes I tap in, but this one account in particular is so bipolar. It's like one time there will be messages that is like they're really nice.
Yeah.
And then there'll be like messages that are just horrible. And it's like, I don't think they realize that I can see
every single thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like if you don't look at your message requests for a while, the bottom ones kind of disappear.
Yeah.
But then if that person messages again, they the old ones come back up.
Oh my God.
And it's like,
do they not know you can unsend messages now?
Oh, it's mad.
So if you remember this Instagram page that would call people out, who shall remain nameless. Mm. Well, there was one particular girl on that who would never have a nice thing to say about the white moose. But Paul
was publicly commenting
in the comment section. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the way the comment section used to get a lot of attention, and there were lots and lots of fake profiles liking comments on purpose?
Course. Yeah.
Anyway, this girl didn't like, had nothing good to say about either Jason or I or the white moose. And then we were at an event recently, and she was all over me.
That's insane.
Do you think she thinks you didn't see it? Or is she?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what goes on in people's heads. Like, I really,
I have seen negative comments about me before. I actually am so good now. Like, I'm not on any of those Facebook pages anymore because they were driving me nuts. But I used to look at them and they'd be people I know, not knowing that I was in the Facebook group. And I literally was shocked. People that were in the industry and I would literally have known for years, and they were saying things. I was like, oh my God. It really just show you who your real friends are when those things happen.
100%.
Freaked me out so much. So I unfollowed so many people. Like,
it's but like it blows my mind because, you know, because we're such a small country, and like when people do become successful and like, you know, they're making a name for themselves, it makes me so proud.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
I would think that way too.
And I'm kind of like, you know, I see people on Instagram slaying the game, like, you know, like Be Perfect, So Sue Yourself. Like, there's so many people out there. Even Conor McGregor, as like controversial as he is, I still think he's done fantastic things for our country.
I think, like, he's a huge inspiration.
Completely put us on the map with like MMA. And it's
but
just.
But then the amount of begrudgery
and the
he
amount
gets.
Of hate he gets.
Me.
And it's like, and I just
kills
see
me.
Comments online constantly.
I
and
know.
I'm just like.
I agree with
you. I feel like hitting my head against the wall. I'm just like, some of the stuff people say is just the most sad.
I've said that about him
ridiculous.
Before because I went to the fight this year and I'd never been, and his face was plastered everywhere, and everything he said, everything he did, he had the Irish flag around him.
Yeah.
Some people were giving out back at home. I was like, sorry, wait a second.
He's representing
he's literally like one of the most famous men, richest men in the world, and he still has that little Irish flag around him, and he's
and
like,
he's
I did this
proud.
For you. He's like, hey guys, I was in the arena and there was, I'd say maybe 70% Irish over the Russians. Like, many people that paid to go to that fight, it wasn't cheap. And there's all support and there's pride. But again, first person to bring them down then. I remember when I was younger though, because I was so badly bullied in school. I mean, James talked about this on our podcast, and I never understood it, because if I saw a girl that was like popular, right, and doing well, I'd always be like, right, I need to put friends there. I need to understand. Like, I need to learn.
Yeah.
But then there's the other people that are like, fuck her. Like, we are dragging her down to the dirt.
Yeah.
And I just think there's more of those around, unfortunately, 100%. In Ireland than there is the admiration, the wanting to learn, the wanting to
and
get
do you
to
know why?
Why?
Social media.
Oh, it's made it so much worse.
Well, it's where it's come from. Otherwise, you wouldn't know about it.
I seen on Shauna Lindsay's story there the other day. There was something on the radio. She was in a taxi.
I love Shauna.
I love Shauna too. Yeah.
And she was saying how Ireland has the highest... how Ireland has like one of the highest suicide rates amongst young women in Europe, like, which is, I think it is the highest.
And Limerick's one of the worst actually as well,
It's awful.
It's so... And
sorry,
this
it's most what?
The highest for female, like teenage females, like...
In Europe.
To, to take their own lives?
Yeah. This is the thing that blows my mind about social media, right? So, like, if I saw someone, like, first of all, I would never comment on someone's Instagram being like, state of your anything. Because I literally wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I'd feel so guilty. But do people not realize there's a real person behind that? And what if they suffer from depression or anxiety? What if their boyfriend just dumped them? What if their mother just died? Like, the effects that those comments can have can literally ruin. Like, I have personally definitely had days ruined by, like, a message request that I have a glimpse at and it's so mean. And I'm literally like, oh, why did I look at it?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So that's why it's amazing that the two of you are so strong. And I do feel like you do have such thick skins that you're able to deal with it. I think a lot of people are not.
Yeah.
So speaking of controversies, also, I have to bring up the Elle Darby one. We have to talk about it. You're like, who?
Who?
Do you know, actually, I was at a conference recently. It was... oh God, the social media summit live. Were you at that? I meant to text you.
We don't go to conferences.
I meant you just host the best ones. I meant to text you because a huge US guy was over here and he brought up the Elle Darby situation.
No way.
Yeah, he was like, wasn't there this girl and blah, blah. Like that literally reached
the
world.
Did he mention her name?
No, he didn't really know this whole story.
Sake,
yeah, I know. So I can't count
as
a win. But like when you see something on Mail Online, that's when I know it's a hit.
Oh, it was in.
So explain to me those 24 hours and what happened.
Okay, so Paul, do you want me to explain or you explain?
Well, you seem to be doing it anyway. Go ahead. I'll correct you if necessary. So,
we were lying on the bed.
I'm like, is this suitable? Is this R-rated?
And Paul had received the email. And he showed it to me. And like, you know, my first instinct, I was like, oh, just seeing how it was formatted.
Put together. See, both eye rolled.
Firstly, who was it addressed to, Jason?
It was addressed to Hi There.
No, there's nobody.
No, that's the worst thing of all time.
Well, there's nobody called Hi There in Charleville Lodge.
Yes, you know. Shocking,
I feel like if she was to message us though, that on Instagram.
That was the first thing.
It's only a small bit of research to look up your
name. Even if like it was on Instagram, I feel like it's less personal on Instagram.
Yeah,
I would accept a message saying hi there on Instagram, but to go and write an email.
Yeah, no. There's no personal touch.
I don't think it would be as bad.
So immediately were you like, hell no.
So Paul was like, I could see he has a sparkle in his eye when I know, like, so, and he was like,
like fire emojis.
And he's like, will I respond to this? And I was sitting there and I was like, oh no, I was like, just leave it. I was like, this girl can't even write a proper email. Like, I was And then he went over to the hotel.
So Jason said three words, just leave it.
Yeah.
Right, Jason?
Yeah,
and is that code to you for go for it?
Oh, I was always going to go for it.
That's a good reaction. That my reaction was his. So he went over to the hotel and it was my day off, so I went back to bed.
Yeah.
And then my phone was buzzing, like, and I woke up and I was like, oh.
So just for any listeners who don't know what happened, the email addressed to Hi There asked for five nights over the Valentine's weekend period.
Five.
For
Valentine's
weekend.
So much worse than I thought. I thought it was like one night, and I was like, oh, well.
For she who shan't be named and the boyfriend.
He's not even mentioned
in return
like
for. No, I don't ever mention her.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I don't even know what her name is. What am I saying? Oh, yeah.
5 days.
In exchange for a mention on her Instagram, where she has 86,000 followers, and a mention in her YouTube video, where she has whatever number of followers.
Mm-hmm.
We worked with Universal Orlando before and it's really done good for them. It's, you know, and I was
never
like,
heard of it until
brilliant.
So was it more the way everything was worded rather than the request? Do you think?
Kind of. It was kind of.
It's just a combination of both.
Yeah. It wasn't
five
worded.
Nights is a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't worded like, it was just very, what's the word? Is it even condescending? Real like.
Yeah.
I'm
impersonal, Jason. It was addressed to Hi There, like.
Very impersonal.
Jesus Christ, I'm looking for five free nights. Get my fucking name right.
Yeah, look it up.
Do you know what I mean?
Google.
Like,
yeah.
So anyway, I screenshot the entire email. I blacked out her social, you know,
and her name and everything. Yeah, it wasn't on
her social
handle.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. And I put it up on the Facebook page, and I wrote a public reply. And I asked her, you know, who's going to pay the housekeepers who clean your bed sheets? Who's going to serve you? Who's going to pay the waiters who serve you breakfast?
Yeah.
Who's going to pay for the light and heat in the room? The TV. And I went on and on and on. And I just at the end said, P.S. the answer is no. And that went extremely viral.
Why do you think it went so viral before people figured out who it was?
Because
it did kind of get big before.
People are sick and tired of freeloaders.
Yeah.
And that's all that people, that's all that they see. Like, influencers, which is a huge embarrassment as far as I'm concerned, you know, the influencing world, very embarrassing world. But that is only relatively new. Like, it's only around the past, what would it be, 5 or 6 years?
It is a marketing tool, though. And some influencers genuinely do create income for
business. Well, I prefer to get my marketing for free.
Yeah, I know. But that's because you are very good at publicity. But for another place who maybe was crap at publicity, they may have seen that as a good thing. She just emailed the wrong guy.
But I think, she emailed the right guy.
She emailed the right guy because the reach of her, this is going to blow you away.
Yeah.
That controversy alone, the reach for her was 2.1 billion people. That's
insane.
A third under the world population. Just less than a third. Honestly, our reach for the White Moose was 800 million. Which was good, but not as good.
Yeah. Did she ever get in touch with you again?
No, she didn't. But BBC did about doing like a sit down thing.
That would have been brilliant. BBC wanted to do it. Go on,
a sit down meal. Yeah. And like talk, but like I'd have no problem doing that. I'd be just like you know, with her.
Me and her. Me and her. We sit down in a restaurant.
A non-vegan meal. Yeah. Loads of steak.
I would have loved that.
Yeah, and she said no.
She said no. And then we were also invited on the show with Philip Schofield and
Holly Willoughby. This morning.
Yeah. Gosh. And that was all go. But she was going to come on as well, though. Yeah. She refused.
So
to be fair to her, because obviously she's not on the podcast, she must suffer from anxiety and it obviously did stress her out.
But then I suggest being a YouTube influencer is not the job for her.
Apparently a lot of the big YouTubers are hugely, have huge problems with real life interactions, as in actually physically being in a presence. It blows my mind. I don't get it either, but it's something because they get to hide away on their own behind a camera that they're actually very, a lot of the really, really big ones I've heard stories of that they genuinely cannot get out of the house.
Oh, well, I'm the same. I mean, I have very bad social anxiety.
You always say that to me and I'm always like, what?
And
Yeah.
But what I meant was, like when I say that she had anxiety, maybe she shouldn't be on YouTube. I didn't mean it that way. What I meant was, if she has anxiety and is on YouTube, maybe stop giving out so much about how she was bullied. Like, she did a 17-minute YouTube video in which she cried about how I exposed her.
Even though you blacked out her name and everything.
And this was a video in which she was exposing herself.
Yeah.
Now, you could find that if you heightened the brightness on the screen.
Yeah.
And zoomed in by 500% or something. You could actually make out her name.
Okay, right.
That was not, I'm telling you this honestly, that was not done on purpose.
And is that how people figured it out?
However, it's a great thing.
There was a few people who had figured it out in the comments, but not. It wasn't like everyone had figured it out. I think a few people had and sent it on to her, whereas if she had ignored it, it probably would have died down after 24 hours.
So can you see how some people kind of question you guys a bit? Because they'll be like, right, you're always saying social media is really horrible, don't be so mean. But then someone might look at that situation and be like, well, you're actually really horrible to her. I'm not saying that's the case, but do you understand why perception-wise people are like, well, that girl was anxious
and
she cried.
To anybody. Wasn't horrible to anybody who like, I wasn't horrible to anybody. Mm. The name was blacked out. I was I was horrible to a blacked out name.
Yeah.
She went then and exposed herself in the video.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, that's not my fault.
Yeah.
I wasn't going after anybody in particular there.
Yeah.
I was, and that's why I blacked out her name.
Yeah.
But what I was trying to highlight was the fact that there are people who are so cheeky to not even, you know, and this also goes to show how fake the whole influencer world is. Like, if she had stayed with us and I'd said, yes, no problem, there's your 500 free nights, I don't care about the 700 or 800 euro that we're going to lose because it's all marketing.
Yeah.
She would have probably said our hotel was a palace.
Yeah.
And she called it a stunning hotel in her hi there letter.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, I'm sorry, it's a 3-star budget lodge. You know?
Yeah.
But because of this transaction, Ali, it may well have been that she would have said we were brilliant in both her Instagram and her YouTube. And I'm sorry, I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
But there was also we also received from two other hotels in Dublin a screenshot of the exact same email.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She sent it to a press up
copy
place.
Paste.
Yeah. And but like we did tweet people, we were like, okay, back off, because you know, people, there were people taking it.
You were tweeting people who were going against her.
Yeah, we were, that like, is, you know, important. She learned, yeah,
I did tweet.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Because remember, I never intended her to be.
Yeah, you didn't name
her.
Because
some of the tweets were, I was like, okay, cop on, like, you know, the girl, like, her email was cheeky. We get it. It's funny now.
Yeah,
move
it's over.
On.
Yeah, let's, like, move it on. Yeah.
I think that was, you know,
I did tweet to say, okay, the girl is getting enough heat. You can give me as much stick as you want, but leave the girl
it's
alone.
Time to move.
I did say that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I did say that. Yeah, like, it was just, it was.
Would you do it again tomorrow? Like, do you have any regrets over it? Like, if you knew that her name was going to come out, would you maybe not have done it?
I have a regret.
Yeah.
I think in the Trump press conference video, Jason could have been wearing makeup.
For a second, I was like, "Oh my God, Paul has had a breakthrough, and he's about to say something."
That was definitely the.
So that's your only regret. Yeah. That situation.
Yeah. It was our best. It was our best event.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And, like, you know, she gained a lot financially from that video alone. Yeah.
That video where she had 17 million views would have netted her about 10 grand sterling.
Yeah, in the ads on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, more than I got, by the way. So, like, personally, you know, I didn't get any money personally from that. The White Moose Cafe did.
Yeah, I know.
Like, in a way, like, she obviously was very clever in her response, because she knew that video would generate a lot as well. So I think, you know, she had her angle that she played, you know, the victim and stuff like that.
So somehow we're at the end of the podcast, which I'm so sad about. First of all, your marketing masterclasses, was that fair to call them that? Are they still happening?
Outrage Marketing,
yeah. So tell me, plug it.
So there'll be a tour next year.
Okay.
And
around Ireland?
Well, there's one US.
Okay, wow.
New York location as well, which is brilliant.
And because I'm, like, of really high influence, can you fly me over? All paid for flights, hotel, grant, perfect. Yeah. Go on.
We'll pop you out.
Sure, why not? Sure, why not? Business class as well. But listen,
just fire a few staff.
So yeah, that's happening in. But if anybody is interested in an Outrage Marketing talk, which is more a bit like a comedy show, really, than anything else, but you do learn a bit, I guess.
Yeah.
No, I don't think anybody will actually, like, there are some takeaways from it.
Yeah.
But will anybody put our strategy into place? I don't know if anybody's mad enough to do it.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Okay.
But so it's a good show. And if anybody wants to bring our show to your venue, it's just email pr@whitemoosemedia.ie.
Amazing. Yeah, I'd love to see where you end. I need to go to one of them.
You do.
I definitely need to go. And then lastly, so I always ask a question at the end, just kind of like, what are you looking to do over the next 5 years? Where would you like to be in 5 years' time? Obviously, you've already won the Gossies social media star. So, I mean, do you have any other hopes after that? That's kind of the biggest thing. No, I'm only messing. No, but seriously, in like 5 years, where would you like to be? What would you like to be doing?
Jason's going to say the word happy.
Yeah, I always say happy. No, I feel...
Let's get a bit deeper.
Yeah, I'll get deeper. I think I'd like to see a few White Moose locations.
Yeah.
Other than Ireland, like around. Yeah. So, you know, UK, America, hopefully. Think big. Amazing. Go big or go home.
Yeah. And you will have an outrage marketing strategy, I'm sure, in place to make that happen.
No, we will have an honest strategy.
Okay.
It's not, we don't make it outrageous. It's the people who take the offence. Remember, offence is taken, it's not given.
Mm-hmm.
I never give offence.
Yeah.
A lot of people take offence.
Yeah.
They're the people who call it outrageous.
Yeah.
For as far as I'm concerned, it's honest.
It's honest. And where do you see yourself, Paul, in 5 years? Where would you like to see yourself?
I see myself owning a mansion on Lake Geneva.
Okay.
And sipping rock shandies under a moonlit sky.
Is there ever going to be wedding bells? Because I know everyone's like, every time I see a photo of you two on Instagram, I'm like, oh my God, is that a proposal photo? Is that an engagement announcement? Literally, there's so many photos you put up. I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Where do, do I have to ask him?
I feel like you probably would have to ask him.
Why is that now?
I just have that feeling. I just have the feeling that you would. I don't know. Yeah. There's been so many photos where I've literally had to look twice. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You, like, must get asked all the time about it.
Is where the whole, you know, I don't want to be doing stuff for the gram.
I know.
Do you know? I want to be doing it for us.
Yeah.
And like,
when it comes to your personal life. Yeah.
And like,
because if he asks me and the phone comes out to go on a story, I'd say no.
He'd probably have like 12 people on the other side filming for you, though.
If that happens, I'd be so mad.
At least one.
Yeah. I'd like it to be intimate. Like,
yeah.
Even if it, like, I wouldn't care if it was on I don't know, the Eiffel Tower on Dublin bus, as long as it's intimate, just you two, and yeah, romantic. Yeah.
See, this is where this internal conflict comes in, though. We're so heavily, our lives are so heavily on Instagram. Where is the line? Like, mm-hmm. if I ever go to meet my birth mother,
yeah.
will I have my phone? I don't think so.
Yeah.
If I, like, we had a guy from the Bridges of Hope homeless volunteers organization in the other day. I was saying, I'd love to go in some evening and volunteer, but I don't want to bring the phone because I don't want it to be, I'm not doing it for the gram.
You're doing it for the goodness of it.
You see? Yeah. So this is where this phone sometimes can be a bit of a pain in the arse, actually.
Yeah.
So something as intimate as asking Jason to marry, I'd probably do it privately.
Yeah. And then just tell people at a later stage.
Yeah, because I don't think, like, that's a private moment between Jason and I.
This isn't it funny? There's such a fine line. People see you now as these online personalities where it's actually just your job. It's actually not that.
It's mad, yeah.
But people don't really.
All we are is two cafe managers.
Yeah.
And now people come into the cafe, like, some, like, I remember one woman was like, oh, you actually work here. I was like, yeah.
I just don't understand why people make such a big deal out of us. You know, really, all we are is two cafe managers. I'm in a very measly, mediocre salary. Like, I mean, I'm not, like, I don't know what I am. What am I? You know, why are we liked so much? I don't know, Jason, honestly.
You're social media stars now. I mean, if the Gossip News 2018 said you were, you are for life. Okay. We're going to have to end it there. But what I'm going to say is I'm definitely going in for food. I keep saying I will and I haven't, but I will. Yeah. I'm going to taste.
You and Kendra pop in.
Yes, me and Kendra are going to pop in. And thank you so much for being our guest
for
episode 4.
Thank you for having us.
Absolute pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
So there you go, guys. That was episode 4 of the Gosscast with Paul Stenson and Jason Kidd, a.k.a. the White Moose Cafe. Very, very interesting one. And they're both fiery characters. I love them, I have to say. Like, I do get on with both of them. People's opinions, you may not agree with them, doesn't mean you can't like them. And I do like both Jason and Paul so much. And I am going to head out to the White Moose Cafe, probably this weekend, actually. So, yeah, as usual, the Gosscast has been sponsored by dresses.ie, and if you haven't checked that website out yet, I don't know why, it's amazing. I'm obsessed, I'm addicted. I also love supporting Irish businesses as well. I know there's a lot of fashion websites out there, but it's nice to support an Irish one. So yeah, that's it. We will be back next week with another guest, and make sure you can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can follow us on Spotify. We're on Audioboom every week. And yeah, thank you so much for the support so far.